Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Welcome to Local Food Connections, a show about the power of locally grown food to connect us more strongly with our communities and the lands we inhabit. Local Food Connections is brought to you by Local Food Connect. We're broadcasting from Wurundjeri country and pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. We respect the enduring strength of First Nations people and acknowledge their long heritage of agriculture and care for the land in which our food is grown. I'm joined today by Brian Daniels, Assistant Principal of Bundoora Secondary College, which is 15 minutes north of Melbourne. Brian has been a driving force behind the establishing of a small urban farm, which the school calls a Community Agricultural Education Centre at the school. The farm, Greenwood Farm, it's an integral part of the curriculum and a connection between the school and the wider community. So, Brian, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Excuse me. Before we talk about the farm, the infrastructure of the farm and everything, would you tell us a little bit about your journey as a teacher and why it made sense for you to have something like Greenwood Farm on the grounds of a school, on a secondary school?
Yeah, well, I guess for me, that journey really started growing up in Kingaroy in Queensland. So I grew up on peanut farms and a Hereford stud. So most of my family is still actively engaged in primary industries. And I worked in a range of different primary industries when I was young, from macadamia farms to prawn farms. I accidentally ended up in Melbourne and accidentally became a teacher and fell in love with working with young people every day, which is fantastic. So science maths teacher for many years. But for me, there was always, I guess, one of the things I've observed over the years is the growing disconnect for many young people, particularly in metropolitan areas, from the value of food, where their food comes from, and it's not their fault. They're just disconnected from the food system that supplies the food to their table. So for me, I guess I'm probably more of an ecologist than I am an actual farmer. We've got lots of issues with sustainability, loss of biodiversity in Australia. I personally believe that the way in which we produce our food is one of the best ways that we can make some change, care for country, produce food in a more sustainable manner, convert productive, or what was once productive land that's not as productive anymore, back into the bush, okay? So there's a whole range of reasons why over time I went, you know what, I really want to teach young people about conservation, ecosystem management, and the role that sustainable agricultural practices actually has. And it's a really important role to help achieve that. And, you know, we talk about that with the young people at the school that are now engaged in the program. There's one thing that I know that everyone's going to do tomorrow, and that is they're going to get hungry and they're going to eat. It's one of the things that we have to do. So educating young people about how to produce their own food, where their food comes from, has just been this natural, I guess, interest I've got. And Bundoora Secondary College, really supportive leadership team here at the school. We started this journey, well, we're into our fifth year of actually running what was once called our Farm and Environment Program, and now we call it our World of Urban Agriculture and Conservation. And our college farm that's evolved through this has now been opened up more so for community engagement events as well, and we've named it Greenwood Farm with the work that we're doing with Local Food Connect.
Fantastic. Can you tell me why the leadership team was on board with this? Because I would imagine the land would be contested to some extent.
Yeah. So Bundoora Secondary College, 5 or 6 years ago, we had some lower student numbers. I guess we've been looking for innovative programs here at the school. Okay, so there's certainly space that we had here at the school where we could devote. It was not the kind of space that we could have used to actually for sporting equipment or anything like that. So it's not like we built the farm on the college oval. The college oval's still intact. Yep. So just some of those areas around the periphery, we've been able to, a lot of grant writing has led to this. So there isn't the funding in the normal ways schools are funded to build a college farm where there wasn't one previously. Okay. Yep. So secondary school ag fund grants, working with local council, working with local community groups, lots of hard work and volunteer hours, and we've built what is an increasingly awesome display centre and education centre.
Right. So it's really important to emphasise that. I mean, so much of these things are driven by voluntary labour. And voluntary work as well, you know, the intellectual work and the organisational work. But you really do got to know where the money is and get buy-in from other groups that can help you, right, to get the leverage. So, and I know that the Banyul Council supports you. I know Local Food Connects supports you. And I know that you've got $200,000 from the state government too. So it's a really good example, this school, of getting all that buy-in. We probably don't need to talk that much more about that, but that's just a really good example of that, I think. Local activism in a sort of politically savvy way. But can we just jump straight onto the infrastructure of the farm? What have you got there? In what ways does it look like a farm?
Yeah, so look, go back 4 years ago, I probably started with my first grant, which was around $10,000 that we used to build our very first permaculture garden here at the school. Okay, so that garden is now well and truly gone. Our new science and environment centre has actually been built on that site, so we had to pull all that down to make way for some of the infrastructure that has been developed here for the school as part of our stage one build. So Bundoora Secondary College, that's the first major bit of reinvestment in the school since it was originally built. So, and since then, through a secondary school agriculture fund grant, a vet innovation fund grant, so grants from Banyul City Council, a living local grant that's actually been made available through our partnership with Local Food Connect. So that funding has actually created two main spaces in the school. So one area we call our market garden, okay, and our indigenous plant nursery space. And the other one we're referring to is our urban agriculture education centre. So the market garden and the indigenous nurseries came first. So there was the old Bundoora clay tennis courts, which were at the very, very eastern boundary of our site where we border with Gresswell Forest. So we were able to fence that in, build a large outdoor classroom using 340-foot shipping containers, putting a roof on that, a large quick-build shade house, polytunnels. I've actually got aquatic plant ponds as well. So the conservation and ecosystem management that we do here is something I'm very, very proud of. So at the moment, we're growing aquatic plants for Melbourne Water. So wow. The milfoil that the students are helping to culture here will actually go into when wetlands are drained. So urban stormwater ponds and wetlands, they gradually fill up with sediments over time. when they get drained, I'll have a crew of students that'll be able to go in there and plant this milfoil back in. And look, we've even got a small-bodied native fish hatchery on site. So once the actual wetlands are re-established with aquatic veg, we'll actually be able to supply southern pygmy perch fry. So a locally threatened small-bodied native fish species that will be able to help stock in the and that's very much to run community events as well. So that's still in its infancy. I won't say we've fully capitalized on that yet, but the tanks are there and we're growing that. And that's where we do a lot of our conservation and ecosystem management work. And that same site, we've also got a our pygmy goat stud. So that's a really exciting thing for the students here, and it's a really important part of the food system, I guess, that we're generating here at the school. Now, whilst our pygmy goats are pets, they're not part of the food, but all of their bedding goes into our compost systems, okay, which ultimately ends up either in our composting systems, in our worm farms, and then going back into our gardens. And in that same location, we've also got our market garden. So we've got about 200 meters of your sort of standard 800 mil wide perma beds that we're growing organic produce in. So, and that's a real training area for our young people. So
So it's
that's the one
hands-on.
site. The other side is where our old tennis courts, and that's where a lot of the local Food Connect support has gone into ripping up that old asphalt and astroturf surfaces, building a community shelter. We've got 80 food cubes in there. So Food Cube are a big sponsor of our program. We've been able to purchase their Melbourne International Flower and Garden Show exhibits the last 2 years running, which means that, we've got 80 of these fantastic wicking garden beds that anyone can grow food in.
You mean anyone in the community, Brian, or anyone at the school?
Anyone in the school. So
Oh,
basically,
not the
when we say
wider community.
anyone can grow it, we don't actually have a community farm.
No.
Okay. At the end of the day, it's a college farm. Okay. And the community input there is very much through the opportunities for the community to come in and volunteer. Okay. To get actively engaged. Okay. To get involved in workshops. And look, I'm not sure if Local Food Connect has shared this yet, but that's something we're working on is. Where are the dates through the summer holidays where community can come in, work on a Sunday morning here, help to water plants, harvest produce, and then all that produce will just be shared amongst the volunteers.
Wow.
But
Net. Oh, sorry. Go. Sorry, Brian.
oh,
Go
the
on.
last piece of the last piece of the puzzle, look, I can talk about this all day, is through a North East Link Fund grant, we're actually also building our Farmgate enterprise. So early next year, the farm produce store and the farm cafe will be up and functioning. And the whole idea is that that can act as a community hub 2 times a week where people can come sit, socialize, visit the garden, okay, buy produce that's been produced on site, so 0 food miles, and produce from other local urban gardens, have a coffee, and just sort of soak up some of the joy, okay, that's in our gardens here. So,
Wildlife Victoria is a non-profit emergency response service committed to assisting wildlife in need across Victoria. Our trained and dedicated volunteers rescue and rehabilitate sick, injured, and orphaned animals so they can be released back to their native habitat. If you see wildlife that may need our help, please contact us on 8400 7300. To donate or register to become a volunteer, hop onto our website at wildlifevictoria.org.au. A 3CR supporter.
Like so many community organisations, we need your continued financial support to keep 3CR on air and our community connected and strong.
Consider selecting Auto Renew for your subscription so your subscription keeps rolling on every year.
We love the security of knowing we have your support into the future.
Head to 3cr.org.au or call 9419 8377 and remember to select recurring for your annual subscription.
This is the Local Food Connection show on 3CR 855 kHz on your AM radio dial and 3CR on digital radio. You can visit the 3CR website and listen to the live streaming of the show. And you can check out our website to find all the podcasts. Today, I am thoroughly enjoying chatting with Brian Daniels, Assistant Principal at Bundoora Secondary College, about the establishment of Greenwood Farm at the school. And Brian, I visited the farm maybe about a year ago with Local Food Connect, and I was absolutely thrilled to go into that classroom where you've got all the kids, and then just at the back of the classroom, you've got all the lizards. Tell us about that, and then tell us, if you would, all the different ways or the subjects that are integrated into this farm and what the pathways out of those subjects are into other education after school.
Yeah. So I guess our world of urban agriculture and conservation, as we call it here in the school, I guess it has three main pillars. So one of them is actually urban agriculture, so teaching young people how to produce food. The other key pillar of this large learning area at the school is conservation and ecosystem management. So teaching young people to care for country, to value biodiversity, and how we can actually undertake ecological restoration. We're very lucky. We back straight onto the Gresswell Reserves, and we've got a fantastic relationship with Parks Victoria. And our students are actually getting out there and doing real authentic projects whilst they're still here at school. The other pillar, I guess, of our program is the animal care. So all of our animals here at the school are treated as pets, okay? All of our programs are fully, like, approved by VASEC, the Victorian Animals in Schools Ethics Committee. So there's lots and lots of work. I've got a really awesome team that helps to make this happen. So reptiles in the classroom is a really nice example of the conservation programs overlapping with our animal care programs. So those animals, they get used to teach young people about animal husbandry, animal care, okay? But they're also used as that context to engage young people in conservation and understanding what biodiversity is. And where do these animals come from? What are their natural habitats in Australia? Are those habitats under threat? Okay, what can we do to make a difference? So there's a really great way that they act as a hook to engage young people in issues that maybe they haven't had a lot of experience in, okay? It might not be something that's discussed around the dinner table in their own family home. So that's the areas of the program. And then I guess the pathways. So we have vertically integrated middle years programs here. So our subjects that operate in our middle years are subjects like Bundoora Secondary College Farm, working with wilderness. Now, they're electives that will have students in years 8 to 10, all working together, okay, on a whole range of sometimes really applied projects. Okay, but it's a really great way for them to learn and to really follow their passions and interests at the school. And then we've really developed our programs around offering Certificate 2 qualifications to the North Melbourne Vet Cluster. So next year we've got classes of Certificate 2 in Animal Care. We've got our Certificate 2 in Conservation and Ecosystem Management class. And then we've got, for the very first time next year, a Certificate 2 in Horticulture class. Now, that's our own students at the school, combined with students from all of the different feeder schools that are part of the North Melbourne Vet Cluster. So that's really exciting for us to be able to get horticulture up. There's a decline young people taking up agriculture and horticulture, at least those lower level qualifications.
Yeah, the TAFE level one. Just explain what a Cert 2 is for people that aren't familiar with the sort of secondary and tertiary education systems.
Yeah, so it's really, really common now in schools that students are picking up a VET, vocational education and training qualification. So they're nationally approved training packages, okay, and lots of schools through the VET delivered to secondary school funding, okay, will actually enroll students in these VET certificates. So They're actually fantastic, and they belong in, I believe, every young person's pathway. So you may remember a few years ago there was all the ads around like 1VCE. So vets become far more popular in recent days. And look, it contributes to young people's VCEs. It contributes to ATARs. It gives people a really, really fantastic taste of a pathway that they may or may not be interested in. So how do you know? So you get in and give it a go, okay? And it's a really, really, really great testing ground for young people. So I guess Certificate 2 qualifications are fairly entry-level qualifications. So, and then, like I said, the ones that we are currently offering, or the ones that we're running, we offer a few more, but it can be hard to attract some young people to give it a go sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We're still working on promoting what we've got here. This infrastructure has been designed for this. And I've got a fantastic team of trainers that are incredibly passionate about teaching young people about urban agriculture, horticulture, conservation, ecosystem management, and animal care. So at the end of 2 years, students have the Certificate 2 qualification. And like I said, it contributes 4 units to their VCE. It adds to their ATAR score if they're wanting to go directly to university. And they've had this fantastic taste of a pathway, which is really important for young people to know where their strengths, passions, interests lie.
Yeah, and that taste might not, you know, they might not do anything with that until they're 30 or 40 or 50, it doesn't matter. The taste is the important thing.
I 100% agree with that, okay? So when I see a lot of young people, in my semester 2 farm class, every student was given a food cube. They all chose the seeds they wanted to plant. They propagated the seeds in our polytunnels. They grew them out. They transplanted them. They fed them. They cared for them. And then they harvested them. And they took that produce home with pride. Okay. It was actually fantastic. Now, they are life skills that those young people have forever, whether or not during the craziness of teenage years and our early 20s, how busy we are, okay, whether they actually use those skills. I believe they've developed life skills and they know that they can produce their own produce when the opportunity presents. So it's really exciting to be sharing this knowledge and this skill with young people. And in many cases, it's actually just setting up the infrastructure, putting the scaffolds in place and then and stepping back and supporting them as they lead their learning, which is really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll come back to the students in a minute, but I'm just wondering about the people wanting to enrol their kids at Bundoora Secondary College. Have you noticed an increase in the number of parents that are motivated by the fact that you're offering this urban agriculture stuff?
Look, we have really big uptake in those middle years. So if young people are coming here, I've got a really, really active group of parents that that are super keen to support. So it's one of those things that the more that we're promoting what we're doing here, the more it will grow. But yeah, so we've actually got a really committed group of young adults here at the school that are my farm leaders for next year will be 2 year 9 students and a year 10 age student. And they are completely engaged in this program and their families are incredibly supportive. So yeah, all that's happening and it's really, really great to see.
So you've got kids in sort of student leadership positions in the farm too.
Great. So I've got my animals leader, I've got my conservation and ecosystem management leader, and I've got my urban agriculture leader. Okay. Beautiful. So those three will form the executive team of our leadership group. And they'll get 1 year in there and then we'll rotate it so that everyone gets that opportunity because there are lots of students. As much as I love a student leader with a badge. Okay, I really like the whole idea that we're all leaders. We demonstrate we're leaders by what we do, okay, how actively involved we are. And look, we've got students that are at school here at 8 a.m. every morning and they go around with our animal program manager and they're letting out the goats, feeding the chickens, okay, so doing that work. I've got students that come in on weekends with some of our recent produce sale. Okay, that we were doing Local Food Connect. So coming in on weekends to be the person who's at the face there selling the produce that we've grown here on site to the community. So yeah, really high active levels of engagement. And we're a school that does things a little bit differently. So we're one of the empowerment schools, a lot like Temple Sir College.
Oh yeah.
We followed our own journey, but the school went down that that journey of becoming an empowerment school like Temple Sir College probably about six, seven years ago now, okay? So we attract students from well over 30 feet of primary schools. We have lots of students that come well outside of our zone, okay, to actually access our educational model. So lots of the way in which I guess we help young people to really follow their passions and interests, and this is just one of the innovative programs at the school.
Yes.
Okay, that engages some of our students. So it's great that we've got students that find that they're really passionate and really interested about working in this world of urban agriculture and conservation. But there are also lots of other students here that are engaged in our makerspace, in our entrepreneurship programs, in our performing arts programs. So and that's our goal, is to help every young person find their purpose by the time they graduate here at Bundoora Secondary College.
Beautiful. Now we've got about 1 minute, Brian, and we both have to go. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know from working in schools that there's always great stories of individual kids with the animals, and you've talked a little bit, or the plants, or with the subjects, whatever. Have you got a little story you could share about a particular kid, without mentioning names, of course, with this stuff?
Well, I guess there's lots. Which one do I start with? There's a student that's really impressed me recently. That's just been so involved in the program. So a student who's a member of our farm class semester two, had their own food cube, was growing a lot of produce in our personal best subject that we call Market Garden, that runs on a Wednesday afternoon. So really involved in out in the market garden, growing the plants. I mean, these students did a lot of the work to form these original garden beds. So when we built them this year, and then right through to being involved in harvesting, has attended every single one of our produce sales. Now, our sales are very much, we're not selling the produce at ridiculously high prices. What we're trying to do is get our message out there to the community that this is something we're offering. So this particular student's only in year nine next year, okay, is a really natural leader, okay, has done an amazing job of everything that she's been involved in, okay. Great family support, okay. So both her and her father were here on Saturday mornings. The very first produce sale that we did with Local Food Connect was an incredibly, incredibly cold, wet day. Okay. It was one of the more miserable days we've had this year. And we were out in the open, in the full wind and the rain, selling this produce. No complaints. A really great developing leader.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks so much for coming on the show. You've been listening to Local Food Connections on 3CR, and today we've been speaking with Brian Daniels of Bundoora Secondary College. Greenwood Farm on the school grounds is an initiative of Brian, supported by Local Food Connect, Banyule Council, the Victorian State Government, Parks Victoria, and many other organisations. And I don't want to just say, Brian probably doesn't want to say it's all about him, because I'm sure there's great teams around him and great kids around him. Thanks again, Brian.
Yeah, look, thanks for having me on. And look, if you search for Greenwood Farm, I'm sure it'll appear. Local Food Connect's been promoting it. There's lots of opportunities to sign up and find out more. And in 2026, it'll be a really exciting year once we get this community hub, like the Farmgate Enterprise, up and running, when there's more community workshops and education events that are running. And keep an eye out for the opportunity to volunteer here as well over the summer break, which would be fantastic.
Beautiful. That's a good one. If you want to volunteer, maybe you want to just get your hands in the dirt a little bit over summer, or you live in the area and it's something you'd like to contribute to. So you can go to greenwoodfarm.org.au and That will give you a way of doing that. So until next week, love the land you're on, share your surplus and take care of each other. Stay tuned now to 3CR for more Radical Radio with Latin American Update. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.